السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. از دا انترنت ان سوشل ميديا has become a very large part of our life. For many people it is a, in fact for almost everyone it is a inescapable part of their life. If not regularly, then occasionally for some necessity they may have to use social media, they may have to use the internet. So today, in no particular order, I wish to mention a few points that our deen requires of us in regards to the use of social media, the use of the internet. The first point is something which we have heard time and time again and we know of, but because it is extremely important, it is worth mentioning time and time again, which is the control of the gaze. In the past, we could have said that to make sure that you don't misuse your eyes, stay at home. Don't come out unless it is necessary, and that is the command in the ahadith. Now, unfortunately, in every person's pocket is that device which can make him see immoral pictures at every opportunity. And each one of us knows himself. Each one of us knows how much he is able to control his gaze. Let us not take it lightly, because this is something which absolutely destroys spirituality. The mashayikh, the experts of the field in regards to ta'alluq ma'allah, the lights of Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah, have mentioned that a person has everything in his life, but he doesn't have the control of his eyes. He cannot gain ta'alluq ma'allah. He cannot gain true connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is impossible. It is a sin which causes all the spirituality of good deeds that we do to be lost. If there is one reason we don't enjoy worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't enjoy standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't enjoy picking up the Quran and reading it, we don't enjoy saying subhanallah, we don't enjoy saying alhamdulillah, we don't enjoy sitting there and talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lifting our hands for dua. So there are many reasons, but one reason is the misuse of the eyes. Because until a person is not prepared to give up the pleasure in the disobedience of Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will never grant him the pleasure in his obedience. The pleasure in his obedience is far, far greater. But to gain it requires sacrifice. And the pleasure in his disobedience is very easy to gain. But it is nowhere near of the level of the pleasure in his obedience. But until a person does not force himself to stay away from pleasure in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will not grant him the pleasure in the obedience of Allah. And once a person decides, then very quickly he will realize that he is enjoying worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In reality, this one point, because of it has destroyed our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it deserves the whole talk and it deserves to be mentioned every week. Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah used to say that in my, and he is someone who has passed away now. He passed away, it must be 10, 15 years now. And he lived in Pakistan, which to some degree is better than here. But in his time he used to say that in my opinion, if someone can stay away from this sin, they're on the ladder to rely on the special friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will very quickly gain the special friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, let us control ourselves. And if we cannot control ourselves, then let us stay away from the internet and social media. It is very rare if we do muhasaba and think of the time when we use social media, we use the internet, we will come to the conclusion that the times when it is an absolute necessity is rare. Most of the time, it is not an absolute necessity. In fact, most of the time, there is no benefit to us going on. Maybe we are bored, maybe we're just doing nothing. If checking the news, if watching a documentary, if doing something beneficial on the internet leads us to lose our spirituality, why take the risk? But when a person leaves his home, he can do so much that is beneficial. He can go out and help other people. He can do Amr al-Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar. He can do so much of benefit for his world and his dunya. But despite that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sahabi asked him, that man najat, what is the path of salvation? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said 3 points. One of them was, wal yasa'ka baytuk, stay in your house. So we can say the same thing about the internet and social media. It may have many beneficial avenues. You may be able to listen to bayanat. You may be able to listen to beneficial material, read beneficial material. You may be able to participate in some good cause. But if it is at the cost of your spirituality, don't risk it. And we are talking about the control of one's own eyes. Let us also not become a means of someone else misusing the eyes. Sometimes without realizing we follow something on social media. It might be a picture of something connected to deen. It might be something about the news in Palestine. It might be something about some Islamic news. It might be some picture from some charity or something. But if it contains a picture of a woman who people are attracted to, for every person that misuses eyes, you will be participating in the sin. And I don't want to mention the point ahead, because I find it embarrassing to mention it. But it needs to be mentioned, because we have become so, we just go with the flow. So sometimes people put a picture of their own wife and their own, the women folk of their own house in their own pictures. We ourselves know how many times our eyes look with filth upon other people. So do we want other people to look with filth upon our own women folk? Let us understand what we are doing for a moment. What was the mindset of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu? Just an example, I mentioned an incident as an example. One Sahabi, he was on a mission with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on a travel. He came back home, and when he reached his home, he saw his wife outside the home. And from the incident that is basically standing outside, and from the incident we will understand that she was perturbed, she was worried. Why was she worried? Because there was a snake inside, so she had quickly come out. But the Sahabi didn't know this. He saw his wife outside, and of course there was a snake inside. She didn't have time to cover up properly as she usually would. So she immediately came outside. The Sahabi saw this, but this is the first time he has seen his wife after a lengthy trip. He has gone away. In those times, going away was for days and weeks. The first time he's seen his wife. And the signs of fear, it's quite possible they were there on her face as well. Despite this, immediately upon seeing it, he got angry. Those people weren't extreme. They were protective about the wife and daughters. They didn't want filthy eyes falling on her. And then when she informed him that, there is a snake inside, then of course he calmed down. Then he tried to settle the issue, the incident. The rest of the incident is for another day. So that is the first point. The second point is that, and I think we will only have time to mention these 2 points, but these 2 points are the two fundamental points. If you do amal on these two, then inshallah the majority of ill regarding social media, internet, you will stay away from. One is the misuse of the eyes, control of the eyes. And the other is control of the tongue. But here we are talking about the digital thing. Here we are talking about the digital thing. Communication. All of the rules which apply to the tongue, ghibah is not permissible. Speaking ghibah is not permissible. Listening to ghibah is not permissible. Slandering someone, not permissible. Spreading something that you don't know the truth of, you don't know if it's true or false, not allowed. All of the things that apply to the tongue, they also apply to digital communication. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that if a person gives me assurance of two things, I give him assurance of Jannah. If a person gives me assurance of two things, I give him assurance of Jannah. What are those two things? That he controls what is between the jaws, and he controls that which is between the thighs. Any sin connected to the tongue, and in our time, digital communication included, and any sin connected to the private parts, to lust, he controls these two. I give him assurance of Jannah. On social media, more often than not, on the internet, more often than not, it is one of these two areas that we fall in. We're destroying our Jannah. Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, once he, after the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was addressing the people, and he told the people that, oh people, control your tongues. Because if you control your tongue, if you remain quiet, then you will benefit, and if you don't, you will regret it. So someone asked him, either immediately or after he had finished the advice, that did you hear this from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Meaning, is it some advice from your own side, or is it something which you heard from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, what did I hear from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? What I heard from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is, أَكْثَرُ خَطَايَا بَنِي آدَمْ مِنَ اللِّسَانِ. The majority of the sins that humans commit are from the tongue. That means, when you and I receive our book of deeds, then in the book of sins, the majority of entries will be connected to the tongue. And in our time, you can add digital communication to that as well. So, my intention was to mention a few more points, but these two points are sufficient as a goal. That let us make sure that number one, anything connected to lust, carnal desires, the eyes, we don't disobey Allah Ta'ala in that. And anything regarding communication, we don't disobey Allah Ta'ala in that. And if that means that I leave social media altogether, if that means that I get rid of my smartphone altogether, then for the sake of our Jannah, that is a very small price. Is the enjoyment we get from our smartphone, the enjoyment we get from going on social media, anything comparable to the enjoyment we'll receive in Jannah? I will end on this point. My teacher and Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Salim, Durat Hafidhahullah, he says that there are some things in our time which look like they're very, very useful, very beneficial. But if we ponder, they have much more harm than benefit. And then he says that as we go closer to the Day of Judgment, we go closer to the era of Dajjal. And the Dajjal has been named Dajjal because the word Dajjal means someone who deceives a lot. And that is exactly what Dajjal will be. He will deceive a lot. He will show miracles, and he will claim that, you know, I am God, I am Allah. Whereas in fact, he will be the complete opposite. So Hazrat, he says that as we get closer to the Day of Judgment, this quality will start appearing. You will see many things that look like they are very good. In reality, they are destroyers of our hereafter. So this is points for me, firstly me, and then all of us to practice upon. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice upon this. Ameen. Wa akhir da'wana.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله اللهم رب
The message is already filling up. Brother requested just if there is any space in front of you, just fill it in, please, especially towards the window. Similarly, squeeze up a little bit so people can fill in the spaces. It will make it easier just before Salah as well.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا وقال تعالى قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من يضمن لي ما بين لحييه وما بين فخذيه أضمن له الجنة أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته ورضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين وعن سائر الصحابة فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابك النجوم بأيهم اهتديتم اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اهدنا واهدي بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيي على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر
سووا صفوفكم سفيدوا السلام عليكم straighten the rows please ensure your heels are at the base of the yellow line on the musalla please fill in any spaces in front of you stand shoulder to shoulder
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم. هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. وآخرين منهم لما يلحقوا بهم وهو العزيز الحكيم. ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. قل يا أيها الذين هادوا إن زعمتم أنكم أولياء لله من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين. ولا يتمنونه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين. قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما. قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله